Hello, friends, and welcome to a special second of the week edition.
I don't know that we've done this before, have we?
I don't think we have.
Two in one week?
Of the Funkhauser Situation. This is episode 55.
You know that guy that gets upset when we don't do a full hour should be happy.
He got his money's worth last week.
He sure did.
Or last episode, yeah. 55, as they say in Craps, a hard 10. I'm Chris Tomlin. That's what they call it in Craps.
I don't play craps.
Five and a five.
I play three-card poker. That's all I play.
Okay, well, I don't know what they call it in three-card poker.
Well,
what's two fives in three-card poker?
Well, that's a
pair.
A pair.
A bad pair.
Well, nah, you can still get paid.
You can?
You bet the ante. You still get paid.
Well, regardless, my name is Chris Tomlin. This is Lee Cruz with me, the voice you just heard. He's been busy shaving people this morning.
Well, you make it sound weird.
It's not weird at all. Where's Lee? He's out in back shaving men.
Next week, you'll see a sketch on the Live with Lee and Haley show. Our engineers all had these tremendous ZZ Top beards.
They do, very long beards.
And Lee and Haley have a program where our engineers need to be presentable to society, so we entrap them, dart them, knock them out, drag them outside, and shave them. So then they can go to the derby and public functions, and we can, you know, do our business and be proud of
them.
They
don't look like a jug band when they go places.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They don't look like the Foggy Mountain Boys, is that what it is in Oh Brother?
Yeah, I think
it was. Is that what it is, the Foggy Mountain Boys?
Was that what it was? I think it was.
Man of Constant Sorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we're back. We decided to call a special session, as Matt Bevin would say,
right?
Without telling anybody. Also, as Matt Bevin would do, and we started, as you may have listened to the last podcast, with the one-hit wonder bracket from the Indiana Star.
On Twitter, a guy wrote to me, and he's right. I don't recall us seeing, and you mentioned this. There was only one really rock and roll song in the entire list done by the Indy Star. But one song that's absent that should be in here is the Georgia Satellites.
Oh, yeah.
Where are those guys?
What is that song called? It's Don't Tell Me No Lies to Keep Your Hands to Yourself, right? Well, I don't know what the name of that song
is. I got a little change in my pocket going jing-a-ling-a-ling.
Well, let me tell you why that might not be on here. I believe that's a cover of an old song.
Oh.
So that might. Tainted Love, isn't that? That's That's a rip off of a Supreme song, right? So I don't know. We also, just so everybody knows, we didn't make this bracket because we got some people saying, "Oh, Achy Breaky Heart shouldn't have been on there."
Yeah,
because
we didn't make it. That's
because
right.
Billy Ray Cyrus was a huge star, and we did not make this bracket. Okay,
We're surgeons
that
are trying to fix
this
patient who abused their liver and did everything else.
Correct.
So that's not a perfect plan for us, but we're doing the best we can.
This was from the Indy Star.
Yeah.
So, by the way, if you want to follow along, I put the bracket up on the post from Tuesday's episode. So if you want to go print off your own bracket and follow along with us, you can feel free to do that.
Okay. By the way, let me just say this. Our new super fan that we have now, Claire Crouch.
Oh, yeah.
From LAX18. So, I'm a fan of Claire for a long time. Mm-hmm. Because she's a bright girl. She's savvy.
She's great,
When it comes to, especially to pop culture.
Yeah.
You know, and she has the same sensibilities you and I have. Mm-hmm. And I have been trying to get her to listen to this podcast since its inception, and she would just say no. Didn't want to do it. Then one night, she's down in Jacksonville, Florida, drinking with you and Drew Franklin.
That's right. Yeah.
Schlepping at some hotel bar, and that's all it took.
Well,
for you two clowns to convince her to listen to our podcast, how disappointed do you think I feel at the moment?
I can see why you feel that way, but I'm glad she's listening. I think that's great.
I was making cogent points and arguments as to why she would enjoy it, but it didn't mean anything. You two guys, you know.
Well, there might have been some liquor involved. That might have helped
grease
those wheels. But anyway, she listened. She's listened to two episodes now.
That's what she told me.
So that's great. We are happy to have you aboard, Claire. And we hope you'll continue to listen.
Mm-hmm.
We were all big fans.
She was a big fan of that other podcast, the one that their fans attacked us.
We talked about that one, too. Yeah, the My Favorite Murder.
Yeah.
We don't want to give them any press.
No, I don't care about them.
Yeah. We shouldn't have even said that name.
Well, you're the one who said
it. Edited
it
out.
I don't remember it.
Me neither. I forgot it already.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, back to the 1-8 wonder bracket. All right, so we are down to our...
Let's do the CBS music before we begin. I don't feel like it's a real tournament this year. Okay, now I'm ready.
Right, now we're ready, all right. And now we have to pay them money. Great job, Lee. All right. So let's start with, we're in the OMG, I remember that song, region, and our first matchup in the second round of this tournament is a number one versus a number nine seed.
That's a good matchup.
That's right, and the number one is pretty hard to beat. Let's take a listen. This is Aha.
This video was so good.
Oh, man, the video was great, wasn't it?
Yeah. But that's part of the success of the song.
The
because this was not just a one-hit one. This was a really big song of the summer. It was iconic.
And what the video is, she's a bored waitress, and she reads a comic book, and she falls in love with the guy in the comic book. She gets pulled into the comic book.
Yeah.
And they run from some mechanics.
That's what they were?
Yeah.
Because the guy did have a wrench.
Yeah. And then they come back to the real world. And he can't live in the real world. He's bouncing off the hallway walls.
No,
remember
he has
that?
To shake it off of him.
Yeah.
He has to shake the comic book effect off.
Right. Remember that?
But
he's banging
into
the wall.
He finally becomes a real boy.
I know. It's beautiful. It's great. They should make a movie of that whole video.
But at the time, videos before that never used real special effects.
That's
true. Always cheesy.
Yeah. The one I could think of before that was... Tom Petty had Don't Come Around Here No More, which was where he was the Mad Hatter. Remember that one? Where they used a lot of camera angle tricks and stuff like that. But this is a classic video as well as a classic song, right? So that's Aha, and they are taking on Fountains of Wayne, the Rachel Hunter starring video.
Which is let's talk about special effects.
Wow.
Hello.
Yes.
Now, is there, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When we hear this song and we go back to Maysville, Kentucky, and there's a young Chris Tomlin becoming aware of life.
Where is this going?
Is there someone that you think of when you hear Stacy's mom?
No, not really.
Really?
No, really, not really.
Are you afraid your wife is going to hear this podcast?
No, I'm just being honest. There was no Stacy's mom in my childhood. Was there? I'm assuming there then was.
Absolutely there was.
You want to give out some names?
No.
Okay. That's pretty good. This is a great song. I think Aha is a more perennial classic, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think anybody's going to fault us for that, right?
I like that song. I like Stacy's mom.
Right,
can't you see? Stacy's mom, she's got it going on.
I know. You know, I've been wanting to listen to a lot of these songs again since the other day.
Yeah.
Next up, we have a 5 seed versus a 4 seed.
Mm-hmm.
The 5 seed, which is, this is.
This could be a 1 or 2 seed.
This could be a 1 or 2 seed.
Yeah, it should
and this
be.
Is played at weddings, formals, dances. This is the kind of song that gets people on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Dexy's Midnight Runners. You remember these guys? They all wore overalls.
Right. Talk about a dichotomy. The guys in overalls were almost disgusting to me. I don't know. I was like, are you wearing undergarments?
I don't think they wore shirts under them.
They
right?
didn't wear shirts.
Well,
they didn't wear shirts.
Here's the thing, though,
and I don't know if they had on anything under those
here's
things.
Here's the thing. That was a movement in England back then. It was almost
overalls?
Like, no, it was like a punk movement. Did you ever see This Is England? Did you ever see that movie?
No.
It was about a young boy growing up in rural England.
No, I didn't
and
see it.
He falls in with kind of a bunch of ne'er-do-wells, and they all dress like... The only thing I remember about that movie is that I remember thinking, these guys all dress like Dexy's Midnight Runners.
But the girl, I thought, was cute. That was a cute
the violinist
look.
Was,
yeah.
No, wait, was she...
I don't know. She was Eileen, I think.
Moving on. Let's not go... I don't want to take this joke any further.
Okay.
That goes up against Mark Morrison... We talked about this the other day.
Oh, I like the song, too.
Return of the Man, as my friend Jason calls it.
Nah.
Yeah, Return of the Mac is the name of the song.
So apparently the story with this guy, when this became a hit, he was in prison. He didn't even really get to enjoy the spoils of, you know, touring with a hit record.
What was he in prison for?
Forgot. I don't know, but he was the Mac.
Well, that's why he was in prison. It's yeah. The Mac. You don't call yourself the Mac if you're totally clean, probably.
Probably not.
I know what I would move on here. I don't know. You love this song.
I do love this song, but again, I don't think it can be Come On Eileen. It should be one or two, like I said.
Yeah, that I think the fact that Come On Eileen has been misseeded
yeah.
says it all. I think you got to move Come On Eileen up here, although that takes us to a hell of a...
yeah, that's going to be a an Elite
Eight.
Street
fight for the next round. All right.
Actually, it's not an Elite Eight. So yeah, it's a Sweet 16 matchup, isn't it? Wow. There it is!
Now we move from a bunch of great songs to a matchup that's not as exciting. This is Four Non-Blondes.
Yeah, this song.
You've heard, I know for me, this was a song that every time I went to Shinaway Pub, I always saw a bunch of transy girls drunkenly singing this on the stage.
Mm.
This is a classic karaoke tune. What's Up is a song, and it is up against...
What's going on?
This is up against...
the definition of one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
I mean, if we were at Webster's working for the dictionary company, and they said, hey, we need you guys to define one-hit wonder,
yeah.
that would be Macarena.
I would be interested to see if Macarena is in the dictionary because of this song.
Yeah.
Because it did become a dance. I mean, this yeah. spawned a dance that people still do.
I know.
Yeah. I think you have to give it to Macarena.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm giving it to Macarena.
And then we move on to a 7 seed versus a 2 seed.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7 is the band Aqua.
Oh, is this Barbie girl? Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
This is what you drive around listening to. Is that right?
Maybe. Why do you judge me for
this
that?
Hot Rotation?
No, it hasn't been Hot Rotation. Ever.
This was in this... There was a weird pocket of the 90s where there were about 3 hits that sound very yes. similar. It's this and Blue. Do you remember Blue? Blue, ba-da-ba-dee-ba-da.
Yep.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that... And I always put these two songs together. That is up against...
Vanilla
Great Vanilla Ice home renovation maven.
He's got to get this. I mean, the guy had one hit.
Yeah.
And he still got somewhat of a career being a celebrity. Nobody knows anything about Barbie Girl Aqua.
Yeah, I'm going to base this one on it. If there was a comeback tour, Vanilla Ice could sell out a small venue. Aqua is no one's
right.
going to see
Nobody's
Aqua.
Going to see Aqua.
Plus, people still remember all the lyrics of this song.
Yep.
I mean, so I think you have to get turn off, and it's turn off the lights, Mike. As Lee says, and I'll blow.
Yeah,
which
right.
is a line that has invited deviancy into his life since 1992.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. That's the OMG, I remember that song, region. And now we're going to move on
to... Set up for an Elite Eight. That's going to be tough.
Yes, it is. Now on to the Wow That Takes Me Back region. And up first we have Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba. I'm going to get right into this.
Yeah.
It's hard not to like this song. Really. Have a whiskey drink, have a vodka drink. Have a lager drink, have a cider drink.
Well,
this is an anthem. I mean, this is a true
right.
anthem.
That's the best way to describe
yeah.
it. It's an anthem. It's a group effort. It makes you
yeah.
a part of an effort with friends that we're unified because we hear this song and we're all
yeah.
going to sing and we're going to get drunk.
You're right.
And we're going to fight. We're going to do whatever.
Everybody's going to sing it. However, Lee, don't forget what it's up against.
Yeah. This is a classic.
This is a classic, yeah. This is also, as you mentioned earlier, a true one-hit wonder.
If there was no Macarena, this would have to be defined as the one-hit wonder, in my opinion.
This song has persisted way longer than
Think about the decades this thing has been around.
Yeah. And, you know, it had new life with the Kung Fu Panda franchise.
Right.
I give this to the eight. I give it to Kung Fu Fighting.
Me too. I'm with you. Kung Fu.
How about this new sound system I got today?
Yeah, that's better than what we were doing, yeah. I mean, it's not great, but it's better.
No, it's better. Next up, we have a 12 versus a 4. The 12 is the great Irish crooner. Is she a crooner, I guess?
Great.
Yeah,
Sinead. You want to call Sinead O'Connor great?
Well, this song's great.
The song is good.
She had another hit that I really liked called The Emperor's New Clothes, I think is what it was called.
Never heard it.
It might have been the only other hit I know of that she had. This is a Prince song.
Yeah.
It was really big when it
came
really out.
So really, we should be giving credit to Prince.
Yeah, well, we should give all credit to Prince, really. And that's up against what we talked about earlier this week.
Spirit in the Sky.
This song I mentioned at the time, this is probably one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
You hear it all the time.
I would give this to Spirit in the Sky. It's still used more. We see it in every film. At least one film a year is going to use this tune.
Yeah, you're right. This is Norman Greenbaum.
As good as Nothing Compares to You.
This is another true one-hit wonder. I don't know anything about Norman Greenbaum.
Because, again, I'm sort of classifying, I'm giving the nod to impact it has on society in general. And this one has a bigger impact.
This means this stacks up a 70s matchup in the next round, which is interesting.
Here we go. Let's go to the roller rink.
All right. Next up we have.
Let's ride the amusement ride round and round as they play it. Here we go.
The Knack.
Get your hands in the air, everybody.
Number six.
It's an all skate.
Everybody grab a partner.
Here we go.
Yeah, this is good.
Ooh, my
this is one of, this is one of the few songs I can think of on this list that was parodied by Weird Al.
What was the parody? It's
My Bologna. Was his first hit. It was his first hit. Did you know that?
You know what's so great about Weird Al is the lyrics are always obviously funny. It's the quality of music that he makes, how it sounds exactly like it. He has to recreate all that.
The Lonely Island does that now, too. They make songs that are very musically sound. That was his first hit, and that is up against, I don't know if it beats. I don't know if it beats.
We may have an argument
this.
Here. 99 Love Balloons.
Nina, the German Nina. I went with the German version of this.
Yeah.
Schesch Love Balloons. You know what the English title of the song is?
99 Red Balloons?
99 Red Balloons.
Yeah.
Does left mean red,
it
I guess?
It means air.
So it should be 99 Air Balloons.
Right.
Which would be a much funnier song. this is a really good song, too.
Yeah, it's a good song. I don't know that it beats My Sharona, though.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it does.
Wow. Well, you know what that means.
Down to Maria. The tiebreak.
Let's see if Maria's forgiven me for the last time we were at the podcast.
What was that? You called her millennial?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a millennial. Okay, so this is good, though, because she's a millennial. We'll see which song had lasting power.
Because she has no emotional attachment to this. So when you and I hear these songs, it puts us in a time and a place.
You're right.
She's just judging it on music alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. She's killing me.
All right. 99 Air Balloons moves forward.
Oh, my gosh. Maria.
All right. Next up, we have a 10 versus a 2. The 10 is Miley's dad.
Yeah, Billy Ray.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky.
Have you seen that, or heard that new Miley song?
I have not. I guarantee I have not heard it.
It's interesting. It's not
all you
her,
have to say
so.
Is, have you heard the new Miley song?
Well, there's a video in it as well where she's on a chase. And
where are you watching videos?
I don't know. I saw it somewhere.
I don't even know where to find a video.
But it's very Dolly Parton-esque, but it's done by Mark Ronson or one of those.
I really like Mark Ronson.
Yeah, so that's why it's good.
That's why it's
good. Interesting.
They're big buddies, aren't they? I've seen them together.
Miley and Mark Ronson?
In fact, I think they... I think he might have been on the SNL with her.
Oh, maybe.
And I've seen him on Fallon with her as
song,
well.
But,
he's very talented.
Yeah, he did the hit with Bruno Mars, you know.
He also did and this is really obscure, but he and Lily Allen did a Kaiser Chiefs song that I really like called Oh My God. You would know it if you heard it. And that is up. This song is up against.
Let me just say this before. My God. Oh, yeah. Becky, look at her butt.
I want to zoom a little bit.
Sprung.
Yeah. Sir Mix-a-Lot. You know the song I like about that song I like from Sir Mix-a-Lot is a song where he just sings the names of cities. What's up, Tacoma? What's up?
Oh, that's my
what's
favorite.
What's up, Tacoma? What's that, up, yeah. Tacoma? Jump on it. Yeah. Jump on it. Jump that's, on it.
Orlando.
What's up, Orlando? What's up?
Miami. Well, he gives the area code first. Yeah. Yeah, I love that song.
Yeah, he has a great line in that. What is it? Got two big girls in a Tercel. I said, what's up? They said, what's up? Giddy up, U-turn. Is that the song? Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that Achy Breaky beats Baby Got Back.
No, I don't either. I think Baby Got Back is a...
Baby Got Back is a real sleeper to go very far, I think.
Yeah.
So that closes out the WoW That Takes Me Back region, and we move on into the This Song Again region. And the number one seed is up against the nine seed.
Wait a minute. Stop that just for a minute.
Yes.
Just for a moment. Okay. Let me do this.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
I just want to hear it. Wait a minute.
What's this song called?
Jump on it.
Jump on it.
Here, let's get to the good stuff.
The crazy thing about this song is it's like 11 minutes long.
I know, yeah.
Yeah, because he just keeps naming cities.
It's a great geography lesson, though.
I know.
What's up, Vegas? Look, Vegas.
Vegas in the house. Who's next? C-Town. What's C-Town?
Seattle. C-Town.
Yeah. What? Oh, this is the verse of it. California, speaking of Cali, check your Mac Daddy. He got game and he knocks names from Redding to the Valley. And I can pull him on a TJ border. I even knock Mr. G's daughter. And come on up to the 702, where it's legal to gamble. And is too. The kind of city I could run with. Las Vegas, Navidad. I love it. Back to the 206. Double up my grits and sit down, giving po-po fits. Chasing these skirts like a player supposed to. 348 roadster. I love it. That should be in this.
It should be.
Yeah.
But again, he's not really a one-hit wonder. Sir Mix-a-Lot's got two of these now.
That's great. That's
but when it comes to Baby Got Back, Achy Breaky Heart, as big as it was, the other problem it had a burn rate like nobody's business. You got sick of that thing pretty quick.
Yeah, it was everywhere.
It was so daggone repetitive.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I mean, this just listening to the song, it's like, okay, this is fun, and now it's like, okay, I really hate it. I think people ended up hating Achy Breaky Heart quicker than, say, these other one-hit
Whereas
wonders.
I think Baby Got Back is actually a good
song.
You still enjoy it. I really enjoy it. So we're moving on to the next bracket, the number one versus the number nine. This is going to be a tough one for this nine to pull off, but number one is the Humpty Dance, Digital Underground. Digital Underground had this is they were not a true one
right,
hit wonder.
They had other stuff.
They had so what you like? I think is it was the other hit.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you like. Yeah. So that's Humpty Hump, and this is up against Soft Cell.
Oh. I gotta go Tainted Love with that.
You know,
that beats the Humpty Dance.
I would rather listen to this song than Humpty Dance.
I would too.
But I don't know if that's because I've heard the Humpty Dance so many times in my life that I could go without listening to it. Marilyn Manson sampled this song.
Yeah.
Didn't he do a cover of this song?
I'm doing Tainted Love.
I'm with you, Lee. Let's give it to Tainted Love. We have a huge upset. Our first number one down in the tournament.
It shouldn't have been a number one
is
anyway.
Is Humpty Dance.
Tainted Love is more of a number one than Humpty Dance.
Oh, wow. How about
that? Hey, by the way, before we move on, can I just say something about our sponsors over at Jake's?
Yes.
Okay. Well, because we know happiness is the relationship between a well-blended cigar and a glass of Kentucky bourbon. And for nearly a decade, Jake's Cigar Bar over in Brandon Crossing has welcomed folks from across Kentucky to find the perfect match of bourbon and cigars. With over 200 different bourbons, 300 different cigars, including their own brand, Jake's is the only establishment that provides the variety Kentucky deserves. We've been telling you about Jake's moving to a larger spot across the street for months now, And here's the news. The grand opening party is scheduled for Jake's Cigar Bar for the Make-A-Wish Foundation, sponsored by New Riff Distilling, is going to be April 27th.
It is finally here.
Can't wait. That's going to be so fun. Yeah. Like him on Facebook and Instagram to learn more about the future of Jake's.
Jake's. Hit him up. Hit him up. Moving on, we have a 12, an undeserving 12. This should be higher versus a 4. The 12 is Men Without Hats.
Yeah.
What happened to their hats?
I don't know.
It's a terrible name for a band. And this video was a medieval theme of a little fella and a guy going to a village and teaching everybody to dance.
Right. Yeah.
They're up against an Irish duo. I believe they're Irish.
When I wake
or
up,
Scottish. I wanted to do. This is I'm gonna be 500 miles.
I'm gonna be.
This is a good one.
Which you?
But I think that the selection committee sorely misseeded the safety dance.
Yeah.
So I give this to safety dance.
I'm good with that. I like safety dance.
That's not to take anything away from this song.
Yeah, no, I like that song.
I think this next one is going to be a slaughter.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, we'll see about that.
Even though this makes us think of
clips of our
beloved cats slamming and shooting threes. Mm-hmm. And this is the week to be excited about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is, however, not the jump around version.
No.
This is the regular version, which stays at this tempo.
Symphony.
Yeah. And that is up against a song that I refuse to have beaten. I refuse it.
You refuse what?
To let Bittersweet Symphonies beat this song.
Jump Around?
Yes. Yes. 100%.
You're married to Jump Around?
Yeah. I'm 100% married to Jump Around.
Why?
I love this song.
Is this something you do when you're swimming with fellas?
I jump around a lot.
In the pool?
And whenever I'm jumping around at Jake's Cigar Bar, I always listen to House of Pain. You know, one of the greatest things I ever saw was I saw a house one time that had one of those engraved rocks. Mm-hmm. You know, people put their own little engraving on their rocks. And it said House of Pain, and it was House of apostrophe P-A-G-N-E, like champagne.
Okay, well, I disagree. I'm going with Bittersweet Symphony on this.
Wow. All right. Let's go to Maria. Maria?
Yeah, Maria.
You know the truth here. Yeah, she's nodding already.
Well, I didn't see. I want her to say it.
Say it, Maria.
Well, what is it, Maria?
Yeah!
Jump around.
Jumping around.
You people.
Hands in the air. Did this song really not have it? Did this song really mean nothing to you?
It did nothing for me. Nothing for me. I don't want to be jumping around.
I came to drop bombs. I got more rhymes than the Bible's got Psalms. And just like a prodigal son, I returned anyone.
It's already blasphemous. Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
If you want a bet, I'll bring a shotgun.
To bring a shotgun.
That's a great song. I don't care what you think of it. Moving on. This song is inseparable from another 90s institution.
Yeah, I mean, that defines the 90s, really.
The funny thing was that I believe that this song was the theme for this show for a few years before it started getting radio play.
Maybe. That's probably true.
Right?
Yeah.
You remember?
That makes sense.
Did this song make you want to sit on a couch in front of a fountain?
Yeah, or get in the
umbrellas?
Fountain, swim in the fountain? Yeah.
See, when I hear this song, all I can think of is the montage of, like, Joey bumbling into an apartment, Chandler looking up, you know, like, I mean, that's a good one, though.
Yeah.
And that is a 7 seed, and that is up against
Jason Candy. Somewhere by myself, and I was so
keep going.
Just sit and think about
myself,
and there she was. Pie.
Yeah, and there's a disco lemonade line in this song.
Yep. Oh, Disco yeah. Superfly.
I think it's later on he says yeah. it. Smell sex Lee, what's your take on this?
I like this song.
Does it beat the Rembrandts?
That's a tough one. I don't know. I like them both. I don't know which one I would go with here.
This is probably a more sound song. But the Rembrandt song is probably a bigger song. Mm-hmm. Like, that's one that I think is multi-generational. I don't know that Sex and Candy is multi-generational.
I don't know. I think Sex and Candy has a better chance of seeing airplay today than the Rembrandts does.
I would agree with that.
Rembrandts is locked in that nostalgic. I mean, it's solidified in that 90s time period. Sex and Candy can have a life on its own.
You also have to say, would the Rembrandts have been big without Friends?
Right. No.
And I don't think it would be. I think it would
but
just
Sex
been...
and Candy, let's say if some director chose to put this in a movie with young millennials, they could fall in love with this
Tarantino
song.
Tarantino could put this song in a movie.
Yeah, well, whoever. Right.
Yeah. I think what you're saying is, and I'm okay with it. I think I'll go with Sex and Candy.
All right, it advances.
Sexy Candy.
In my direction,
now, I looked up this next. We're moving on to the Back in My Day region. And this number one, we had a question about the other day. I went and looked that up. This is Ram Jam.
Oh, Black Betty.
And we talked about when you thought this song was made. Do you know when this song was made? Because I looked that up.
I thought it was 80s, right?
It's not. It's 1977.
Oh, well, no, that's what I said, actually. I knew it was older. You said 80s.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Listen to the tape.
Sure.
I said it's older. I knew it was older.
Now, this is a great movie if you're scoring a NASCAR film.
Yeah.
This is a great song if you're scoring a NASCAR.
Some action sequence. You can play this.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is Ram Jam. It's a number one. It's going up against.
I like Black Betty.
Lynn, a song that, by the way, I listened back to our podcast, and I immediately, where is it? Come on now.
I like Black Betty's got the hi-hat going.
Is that what that's called?
Yeah, that's good.
Well, come on now.
It drives. The percussion drives that song. That's a good tune. Black Betty, I'm going to, someday when I'm a director, I'm going to use Black Betty.
You would not be the first.
Well, I know it wouldn't be, but I'm probably some scene where I'm beating you.
You're beating me.
Yeah, I'm just going to whip you.
That doesn't sound like a movie I'd want to watch.
I would.
Or be in.
By the way, while you're looking for that,
yeah,
let me recommend to anybody and everybody, if you got Netflix, watch Conan Travel.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
Now,
In Italy is the best
That's the best one.
Yeah, that's the best one.
And why do we love it? It's just two friends busting each other's balls.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. I would skip the Haiti and the Israeli one just because he gets so daggone political and it's like, okay, we've lost the mission now. Now we're making points instead of jokes. I don't care for that. But, man, the Cuba one's great, and especially the one in Italy.
Yeah.
I just laughed out
loud.
It.
Yo,
is
George,
so good.
Conan has just put out all of his stuff remastered
on
his website for 25 years. He got it all back from NBC.
Wow.
And if you want to do a deep dive into some very fun. You got early Triumph and everything.
But Conan on site is almost as good as Letterman was on site.
Yeah.
And that's the highest compliment I can give anybody.
I agree. You know, it's funny, when I do remotes for Hey Kentucky, I always think back to how would Conan have done this.
Yeah.
Because, like, he
so
taught
good.
Me how to do remotes. Now, this is
Steal My Sunshine.
9 Seeds, Steal My Sunshine by Lynn. I actually went back and listened to this song on its own on my way home the other day. Just I hadn't heard it in forever, and I was like, I really like this song. I don't know that it's better than Black
it's
Betty.
It's not.
Okay,
I'll tell you
I'm
right
with
now.
You.
I'm going Black
right.
Betty.
A number one seed. This song has a great part in it, though. Is it the part where the guy goes, Sharon, I love you? Then we move on to.
Oh, this is a good one.
A 12 versus a 13. Again, these 12 seeds are.
Killing it.
Should be the 2 seeds in
this
bracket.
Seed. I don't know why it isn't.
From John Hughes' The Breakfast Club.
Hey.
Simple Minds.
Ooh.
Don't You Forget About Me. This is a classic. I mean, this is an 80s classic. This has been covered by so many bands, too.
I mean, doesn't this want to make you wear like a trench coat and make sure you got a lot of product in your hair?
It does. Makes you.
I want to walk out of the out
run
the yard
out of
like
school
John,
and
like
put
John
your throw your fist in the air like Judd Nelson,
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, I know
any of those guys.
Yeah, and it's up against this easily defeats Snow.
Oh,
Informer
not even close.
Yeah, Informer is even probably a stretch to be on this list.
Yeah,
so that's easily. Don't you forget about it.
Okay, we'll move on. Informer.
Now, this next matchup is, I believe, a real dud. But let's move on. It's number 6, Cupid Shuffle.
I like it, though.
Which we talked about Tuesday.
It's got a groove.
And
you
it
can't
still
deny
gets,
the groove.
And it still gets played. It's something old people at weddings sure do love. Because
I'm an old person.
They can dance to it.
I'm an old person.
Downtown Booyah.
It gets me going.
Is he saying Downtown Booyah Bass? Is that what he's saying?
If you've got a cocktail in your hand and you're at a wedding, yeah. I dare you not to want to move a little bit when this comes on.
Why don't you move a little right now?
I am. Look at me.
Why don't you do the Cupid Shuffle?
I can't do it unless he calls it out.
I'm a terrible line dancer. I don't mind telling you. And that's up against... She's so
Tal
high.
Tal Bachman from Austin Powers.
Yeah. Now, Tal Bachman is the name of a one-hit wonder if I've ever heard one.
It's the name of your accountant.
I know, right?
I go over to Tal Bachman.
This is Cupid Shuffle all the way.
Yeah, that's easy. All right.
And then our final matchup in the first round is a...
That's actually the second round we're talking about.
In the second round, yeah. It's a 7 versus a 2.
Okay.
The 7 is the Darkness. I really like this song. I really like it a lot. I would still listen to this today.
I don't even know what this is.
You don't know this song, really?
I don't think I do.
You really don't know this song.
I'm trying. Well,
the video is like a throwback to like an 80s sort of Journey, Foreigner, Space video. It's a great video if you've never seen it.
Hey,
yeah.
Speaking of, where's Space Hog?
Oh, in the meantime?
Yeah, that should be on
that
here.
That is a great song.
I love that song.
Yeah, let's get the chorus here. Hold on.
You could fast forward it.
No, here it is right here.
No, I don't like this at all. It's Tiny Tim.
This is great.
It's Tiny Tim.
You're an insane person.
And I'm Johnny Carson.
You're
looking
insane.
At this person.
And it's up against the number 2, Harvey Danger.
Oh, Flagpole Sitter.
Yeah, Flagpole Sitter.
Oh, this is much better.
Nope.
Yes, it is.
Nope.
It is.
Nope.
It simply is.
The Darkness is it on this one.
No. I'm going Flagpole Sitter.
All right, you know what that means.
I tell you what, Maria.
Maria, be honest. You have to be honest. You have to be honest.
She is honest.
All right, what is it?
Flagpole Sitter.
Huh? Yeah!
What'd she say?
I believe, a thing called love. Yeah.
Not this one.
Yeah. Yep. My boy's the Darkness moving on. All right, and now we're on to the Sweet 16.
I tell you what, we got to get a new referee.
Huh? Now we are back to...
Maria's killing me over here.
Now we can... Okay, we've listed all these three at once. All right, so Take On Me versus...
We're trying to get to the Elite Eight now.
Coming Eileen. This is a very tough
one. This is like a Final Four matchup.
It really is. Like, this is one that if these were two actual teams, they'd be very evenly matched.
I think this is a dead even draw.
I agree.
Just going to go on which song I like best, and I'm going to say Take On Me.
See, if I'm going on which song I like best, I'm going Come On Eileen.
I could go either way.
I could either.
But I'll say Take On Me. You say...
This is an Any Given Sunday situation, right?
Yeah.
Maria.
Settle the tie.
Oh, man.
Take On Me, that's, Moose. She just gave me a...
It's a makeup call.
That is a makeup call.
That's what that is.
So the game's already lost. Now they're just trying to pad the stats to make when people call into question, they go, well, no, she didn't
call. Maria, listen, I love you. You've now done the right thing. You can go back to being brutally honest on everything else, okay?
No, all right. Brother. So Take On Me advances to the Elite Eight.
Yes, and then...
all right, so... Now we go to the
next. We
again,
have
what we define as the one hit wonder. Macarena.
What?
Macarena. Macarena versus.
Okay, Macarena.
Ice Ice Baby. This is a tough one too.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not a huge fan of either one of the songs, so I just go with what I think the impact was. To me, I don't know.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't know what to do here.
I think Ice Ice Baby has more legs.
Yeah.
I don't think I don't think anybody's going to throw the Macarena onto a playlist.
But let me make this argument. You know? The Macarena had a global impact. Ice Ice Baby was domestic.
Well, says you. I don't know.
What do you mean, says me?
I don't know what how well people in Japan like Vanilla Ice.
The Macarena was huge.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's
globally.
Not. I'm just saying I don't know that Ice Ice Baby wasn't huge globally.
Not like the Macarena.
I just think if you're putting together a playlist, there's still a good chance you put Ice Ice Baby on it.
You've pushed me to Macarena now.
I know I have.
So I'm going to go with Macarena. Are you going with Ice Ice
Baby? I'm
going to
stick with Ice Ice Baby.
All right, Maria. Ice Ice Baby or the Macarena?
Ice Ice Baby it is.
Boy, that's just, you talk about corruption.
It's just like the real NCAA.
It is.
Now, here is the matchup I've been waiting on.
Doug Schaus over there.
Yeah, Doug Sermons. Now, we have a really, really tough one here. This is a number 8 versus a number 4. The 8 is Carl Douglas, Kung Fu Fighting.
Yeah.
Mm. Right?
Right.
Which, as we said, is still hurt a lot. Yeah. But also hurt just as much. Now, look at that. I'm going to show you that. That's actually... This next song, I've actually downloaded that. Like, that's actually a song that's
in my
Spirit in the Sky is actually
love
in my
arsenal.
The fuzzy
guitar on this.
Let's get into, like, and it was in that movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. It was in Wayne's World 2.
Yeah. It's a better song. If we're just judging which is a better song.
Kung Fu Fighting is a strict novelty song.
Right.
This is an actual song. So I would give the edge to this song.
All right.
Right?
I'm good with that. So it advances.
All right.
Okay.
Next up, we have 80s versus 90s matchup. We have Nina.
Mm-hmm. 99.
Like I said, I used to know this song phonetically. I have no idea what she's saying.
Right. You're like the Mongolian cowboy.
Yeah, I know.
Singing Amarillo by morning.
And that's up against the great Sir Mix-a-Lot. Magazine, sample, but are the thing. She got a pat much back.
Yeah.
I say Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I'm with you.
I say Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I agree.
L.A. face of the Oakland booty.
All right, so that takes us over this song again, region.
Yep. And we have
to get to the Elite Eight.
We have a 9 versus a 12.
Oh, this is a good one.
Tainted Love.
Tainted Love versus Safety Dance.
Versus Safety Dance.
It's huge.
It is.
It's a good matchup.
They're both very good songs.
I like
songs.
Them both, but I would choose Tainted Love.
I thought this was going to be one we finally met on. I was going to say Safety Dance.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
You think Tainted Love?
I'm fine with Tainted Love.
I mean, I like it better. Either one of these are soft.
I like them, but Tainted Love, it is. Okay.
All right.
All right, that takes us to... Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
No.
Everlast in the MF&H.
Man, this wears me out. Listen,
it wears you out?
Screaming.
You're so old. Such an old man.
It's noise. It's pollution. It's noise pollution.
This is a party song.
That's
why
not
it
a
is.
Party I want
to
be
You don't
be
get
at.
Invited to parties. That's why you don't know this song.
I wouldn't go to that party. I would call the cops. and say, shut this thing down.
Well, let's take it to your style of party.
That's more
where everybody's sitting around talking about their taxes.
Yeah, this is much more my style.
No, this is jump around all the way.
No way.
Yeah, it has to be.
Not late. For me. Sex and candy.
Maria. What's that?
Jump around.
She says sex and candy puts her to sleep. That's the parties Lee likes to go to.
Bill Cosby
so
parties.
Right. It's jump around.
All right.
House of Pain advances to the Elite Eight.
No. I hate jump around.
Next up, we have a 1 versus a 12. This is very big.
All right.
Yeah, let's move on.
I like Black Betty. There it is.
I don't even know what these guys look like. Do you?
I don't care.
I wonder what they look like. I'm actually curious. And that's up against.
Oh wow, this is a tough one. I don't know what to do here.
Ooh. I think I know my opinion.
Ooh, I don't know what to do. Two different styles. I love them both.
Two very different songs.
I love them both.
And appropriate for two different events, probably. I mean,
yeah,
like,
right.
I go Simple Minds. I have a soft spot for this song.
I do too.
I always have.
I'll do this, Simple Minds.
All right, another one goes down.
Okay. All right, which that takes us to.
That takes us
to. The final Sweet 16 matchup, which is Cupid Shuffle.
Yes.
Which I like as an old guy.
Yeah, this is what. Lee and the rest of the grandmas at the wedding can dance to.
I'm feeling good about my chances here at Sunnyvale.
Oh, no. You're going to go down on this.
What's next?
I will fight you to the death on this
one.
What
is it? It's that dumb song I don't even know.
I think
nobody's ever heard of this. Tiny Tim and his falsetto cannot beat
the Cupid Shuffle. This song is a rocking out song right here.
It sounds like you've pulled up in a trashy Z28.
That's the whole point of this song.
And I've asked you, why didn't you finish
mowing
my yard?
That's the whole point of this song, is that these guys wanted to create like an old school
80s. Yeah, it stinks. You've irritated me. I wanted you to do the entire yard. You didn't. You only did half of the front. I'm not paying you. Now, you've driven off with that crap going on, and I'm upset by this.
Ripped jeans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know you're high. I can see it in your eyes. I'm just upset. I would rather be with the Cupid Shuffle hanging out with Angie Dickinson.
No. This is darkness all the way. Maria?
Maria.
Get out of here.
Good job, Maria.
And to Maria.
Oh, I love it.
I would like the record to show.
Thank you, Maria.
That Maria was the one who killed the darkness in this bracket.
Oh, I love Maria.
Oh, man.
She is back in my good graces.
Yeah, I gotcha.
How about that?
All right.
Yes, sir.
And that takes us. We're in the Elite Eight now.
In the Elite Eight.
Busted on out. All right. We got.
So we'll probably just have to get to the Final Four and call it, okay? Because we have to.
You got
to
go.
Yeah,
all right. We'll finish it. Yeah. Take on me versus Ice Baby. I think this is Take on Me.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, I think that's easy.
Okay.
Right. Then you got, this is a tough one. You have Spirit in the Sky.
Which we love.
Versus Baby Got Back.
Ooh. Becky.
I don't know. Here's the thing. At this point, I have to put away my allegiances, mm-hmm. and I think that Baby Got Back is probably the winner of this.
If again the category is what's the impact that it's had,
on society,
mm-hmm. you gotta say in pop culture and music,
this
you gotta
crazy. They were talking about a song about big butts and its impact on society.
What it did,
it takes us on to Tainted Love.
Oh yeah,
versus
No.
Yep.
No.
Jump around.
No.
Jump around 100%.
No way.
All day.
Not
all
over
day.
Tainted Love.
Yeah.
Nobody plays this. Tainted Love is still playing.
I can't hear you right now.
Oh.
I can't hear you right now.
You know I'm an NRA member, right?
All right, Maria.
Tainted Love, Maria. You don't want to hear this. Nope. Yeah. Well, this is it. One, that here's the category. Which one annoys you? And it's obviously this. Noise pollution.
You're dancing to it.
I got you.
Ah, look at that. Yeah, see?
I'll dance to Tainted Love as well.
Oh, jump around, she says.
I can't believe that clown.
House of Pain going to the final four. Mm. Ooh, I love it. I love it. Next up we have Simple Minds.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Versus Cupid Shuffle.
I'm going Simple Minds.
I am too. All right, our final four then. You don't have time to finish it out?
I guess we could.
All right, so we have our final four is Take On Me.
Yeah, versus.
Versus.
Baby Got Back.
Baby Got Back. That's a one versus a two.
Wow. God, Becky.
I give it to Take On Me.
I do too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that the right call? Yeah.
That's the right call.
All right. Take On Me is in the finals. And that is.
No.
Oh, yeah.
This stupid song.
Huh? You want to listen to this again?
No.
Yeah. Oh. Jump Around.
I mean, the engineers and the producers went in there and said, let's throw every annoying thing we can at the wall.
I can't get it.
What is that, a scream? What is that then? What? Now, that's a song. That's a song.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to give you this.
Good.
And I'm not going to give it to you. It's the right call. It's Simple Minds. So we have, oh, man. We have a, man, all, these are probably about the same year.
Yeah.
So we have our finals, Take On Me.
Well, wow.
Right? By A-ha.
Yeah.
Hey. One-time Bond movie song scorers.
Yeah.
The Living Daylights. Mm-hmm. Don't, that's the one Bond song no one remembers.
Right.
Versus Simple Minds.
This is so tough. Because okay, the visual impact, one was a video pioneer, and the other one was used in film after film.
I know.
Those John Hughes movies. I don't know what to do here.
Here's what my take on this would be. I think Don't You Forget About Me is a definition of an era, okay? I think Take On Me is as well.
Yeah.
But I think that you, because Don't You Forget About Me is also very intricately entwined with a teen 80s movement, mm-hmm. I think that gives it a slight edge.
All right. Sold me on that.
Maria? You agree to?
What do we agree to? Don't You.
Don't You Forget About Me is our winner of the one-hit wonder bracket.
Okay. According to the Indianapolis Star.
According to the Indianapolis Star. Wow, that was fun. It was a good time. And there you go. Go watch Breakfast Club. Yeah. We'll see you again soon. Lee's going to go do his show. Thank you for joining us for the special Thursday edition. We'll see you again soon. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.